The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
You know, God has allowed us to do some pretty cool things here at WRFD in our community. We feel a great responsibility to assist, to encourage local churches and Christian schools in Central Ohio. And one of the neatest things I think that we have been able to do is our half-price tuition program. Now, through several years, our listeners have saved multiple thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on tuition for Christian school, and dozens and dozens and dozens of kids have gotten a Christian education where they probably would not have been able to do so without the half-price tuition. Well, it is my privilege to welcome to the program today Jesse Stout, who is the principal of Northside Christian School, one of those finest Christian schools here in Central Ohio. Principal Stout, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Bob, for having me on.
It is my pleasure. It really is. Now, you're not exactly a newbie, but how long have you been at Northside Christian?
Yeah, I kind of am a newbie. This is actually going to be my third year as principal at Northside Christian. Previously, I worked as a guidance counselor there, and I taught at Northside as well before that.
All right. Well, I knew it was. I thought it was either 2 or 3 years that you've been the principal. Give us a quick history of Northside Christian School.
Yeah, absolutely. Northside has been around for a long time. Northside started in 1971. And at that time, it was started by Calvary Bible Church, which is in Clintonville. Mm-hmm. And Northside was created with a really specific mission, and a mission we still really hold really dearly today. And that is to partner with Christian families to help their kids better learn, love, and live Jesus. And we really want to provide high academics, and we believe we do. We believe we have test scores and things that we could show that. But our primary focus, our primary purpose at Northside is really to get at the heart of kids. And we do that through the means of education, through getting into their minds. We really can just really seek to minister to them in a way that points them to Jesus. So that's really our desire and has been since 1971.
Well, I knew you'd been around for a long time. My wife and I moved here in 76, and Northside Christian was already well-established. Now, some really exciting news. The new buildings that you've been putting up. Tell us about the new facilities.
We are so excited about it. We, just this past year, opened up a brand-new building, and that building hosts all of our elementary classes from preschool to fourth grade. It holds all of our office spaces and some multi-purpose rooms, a big cafeteria and auditorium, a large music room. So we're really thankful God has given us this opportunity just to have a new building to really minister to families and draw families in. We're really thankful to add that to our facilities.
Well, your previous facilities were certainly not subpar, but they certainly weren't extravagant. Let's put it that way.
Absolutely not. And so we could not have gotten out of them sooner. But God made it possible this past year. And then we were only in there for about 3/4 of the year before we had to go to distance learning. But we are super excited that at this point we're moving forward to have safety protocols in place to be able to have kids in seats in the building this August. So we're looking forward to using the facility again this year.
We're talking with Jesse Stout, who is the principal of Northside Christian. And this is something I've been saying for weeks. Almost all of the public schools in Central Ohio have already announced it's going to be virtual learning. And we know that there have been hundreds of studies indicating the dangers, that that's subpar. It just is not the best for the kids. But Northside Christian has determined to be in person this coming fall.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And one of the biggest reasons, Bob, that we really want to be in person is our mission, although, again, we want to provide strong academic programs for our students, our primary mission is discipleship focused.
Yeah.
And so we believe that the most effective discipleship that we can have in the hearts of students is going to happen face-to-face, relationally. And so we are really looking for Christian families who are going to jump in and partner with us to say, we're already discipling our kids at home. We're already involved in a local church that's caring for them and speaking truth to them. Now we're looking for a school to face-to-face, 5 days a week, mentor and disciple kids. So, yeah, we really want to do everything we can to be in person this year. That's how we really believe the most effective discipleship is going to happen.
Well, I commend you for that, Jesse. I really do, because I believe with all my heart that is far, far superior. And I mean, there have been so many studies indicating that it can be done safely. It can be done safely. Now, let's talk about half-price tuition. There are three available, I believe, one for grades 1 through 5, one for grades 6 through 8, and one for your high school, grades 9 through 12. And our listeners, if they were to get the half-price tuition for the elementary school, they can save, I'm talking about the savings, $3,125. If they were to choose the middle school, they can save $3,000. Again, this is the savings, $3,275. If they choose the high school, they can save $3,600. Now, Jesse, certainly, you have jacked these prices up. You probably doubled them, you know, so you can still get the same amount. No, these are truly, genuinely half price of your normal tuition, correct?
Correct. And the reason we've really decided to partner with you guys in this is we really are looking for people who are listening to programs like this because they have a desire to encourage themselves with a biblical worldview and strengthen themselves in that, who are hearing this and going, oh, yeah, that's a ministry I want to partner with. That's a school that I want to jump into.
Yeah.
So, no, this is really genuinely a savings for families.
Well, we've been partnering with Northside Christian School now for several years, and many of our listeners have taken advantage of the half-price tuition. Now, my next question, Jesse, is there room for all three of these tuitions? Do you have room in the elementary, the middle school, and the high school for another student in each of these levels?
We actually just were, and I was even thinking through that today, even as far as spacing in the classroom goes, and we do still have availabilities in all of our grade levels to be able to host some more students to come in and still be able to space them necessarily given the safety protocols we're going to have this year. So we still have availability for parents to buy them up.
Well, but you would agree with me that these decisions need to be made like last week, as quickly as possible.
Exactly, yes. Absolutely. For all of us, yes.
Yeah. All right. Now, if you would like to know more about Northside Christian before you pull the trigger and buy the half-price tuition, Jesse Stout, principal of Northside Christian, how can people learn more about Northside Christian School?
Yeah, and Bob, I do appreciate you asking that question because it is so important that people do look and understand our specific mission and values to make sure that it is the ministry that they want to partner
Absolutely.
With. Absolutely. The best way to do it is to go to our website at www.ncslions.org, or people could reach out to me directly, and my email is just jstout, S-T-O-U-T, at ncslions.org. So on our website at ncslions.org or via email to me.
Now, you're probably going to change this whole Lions thing because that's kind of savage and politically incorrect.
We have been the Lions and will continue to be the Lions.
Good for you. Good for you. We've been talking with Jesse Stout, principal of Northside Christian School. There are three tuitions available. One half price. You can save anywhere from $3,125 to $3,600. Jesse, again, give the contact information one more time.
Absolutely. You can find out more information at our website at www.ncslions.org or email me, Jesse Stout, principal, directly at jstout, S-T-O-U-T, at ncslions.org.
We'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, it has happened again, and I don't report this with any glee, happiness by any means. Many of you are familiar with Perry Stone. He founded an organization called Voice of Evangelism back in 1979, hosted Manifest, wrote a whole bunch of books, prophetic books, and he has leaned through the years pretty heavily into the word faith thing, and, you know, he would send out prayer cloths and... He has done some good stuff. Some of his prophetic teaching has been right on. Some of it has been just way, way, way off. But because of the whole prayer cloth thing, which, folks, listen, there is no scriptural foundation for sending money to some TV evangelist and him putting some piece of cloth in an envelope and you putting it on the part of your body that's up. There is no biblical foundation for that at all. It's a scam. I'm sorry, but it is. So because of that, I've not been a Perry Stone fan. Through the years, I've probably gotten 100 of my listeners sending me, hey, Perry Stone just said this, Perry Stone said this, what do you think? And I've tried to look at it objectively and be honest, sometimes he said some really great things, sometimes not so much. Well, he has now stepped aside from his own ministry for a couple of reasons. Several months ago, his board of directors asked him to step aside for health reasons. Now, this is a guy that, you know, the prayer cloth, and if you listen to his program, you can be healed, and he's having serious health issues. And I'll just leave it there, all right? But then, I don't know when this happened, but recently, within the last few days, the board of directors for Voice of Evangelism has asked him to, quote, step aside from the pulpit and the travel ministry. In the response that they have released, they said Perry Stone has deviated from the biblical standards set in place at Voice of Evangelism leadership. At this point, they have asked him to take an extended sabbatical, but they are expecting him to return. After an in-depth investigation, they said that his activity was inappropriate and immoral, but not illegal. So, in other words, there was no reason to report him to police or whatever. Several sources in the Cleveland area, because this is Cleveland, Tennessee, several sources reported that it was inappropriate behavior with female staff and female employees. Pardon me. No other details, and we don't need to know the other details. Statement says that Perry Stone has repented. He has asked God for forgiveness, the board of directors for forgiveness. He has asked, well, in fact, let me read the statement, part of the statement that Perry Stone released. I have asked God and my precious wife, Pam, to forgive me. And I humbly and sincerely ask those who are hurt or offended by my actions to also forgive me. It is my hope that by the grace of God, we will be able to walk in healing and restoration. So I mention that not to pile on, not to get any satisfaction or enjoyment simply because I've disagreed with his theology. But I mention it to pray. Perry Stone has a huge following, not only in the United States, but around the world. He is an international Christian figure. And so when these things happen, it's not like, you know, the pastor of 30 people down the street falls into sin. This is going to have repercussions. A lot of people are going to be hurt. And pray for the people that have put faith and confidence in him and his ministry. Pray for the leadership. And pray for Perry Stone. And whatever it is, and we don't need to know the details. We don't need to know the salacious details, what he did or whatever. Pray that his repentance will be real and genuine and deep, and pray that he will not be restored to ministry until the time is right. Through the years, I have seen this happen over and over and over again. Well-known TV evangelist, a pastor of a big church or whatever, deviates from Scripture, is discovered to be in some kind of sin in their lifetime. They're removed from ministry. They're out for a very short period of time. They make a public confession and repentance, and then they're very quickly restored to ministry. That's happened many times, and it's almost always resulted in disaster. So can he be restored to ministry? Sure he can. If David could, if God could use Jacob, if God could use Peter, if God could use Moses, of course. Listen, God is in the restoration business. But it needs to be God's way and in God's time. And it is once again a reminder, don't put your faith and trust in people. None of them. Respect and honor. I am almost a fanatic in honoring your pastor and the leadership of your church. If you listen to this program any length of time, you know that. Respect and honor. But don't put them on a pedestal. Put your faith and trust in God, because he will never fail. I used to tell my congregation constantly, folks, listen, if I haven't failed you yet, hang around. I will. Because I'm human. So God will never fail. Keep your faith and trust in him, not in people.